The Labour Party has hired a key architect of Barack Obama's presidential campaigns as an adviser for next year's general election. David Axelrod's appointment means all three of the major parties now have foreign staff behind their 2015 campaigns. Here's our political correspondent, Romilly Weeks.
The President of the United States of America is not often compared to the leader of the Labour Party. But now Ed Miliband is hoping to harness some of President Obama's stardust by hiring the man who propelled him to two election victories.
Hi, I'm David Axelrod, and I'm proud to join the Labour team on behalf of Ed Miliband and his campaign for Prime Minister.
Once Labour have mastered the spelling of Mr. Axelrod's name, this was their website today, they believe the man known in the US as the Axe can hone their cost of living message enough to do for Ed what he did for Obama.
David understands that the big challenge facing Britain today is a cost of living crisis. That's the case Ed Miliband has been making. And that's why he's now decided to join us and help work for victory in 2015.
It's squaring up to be the battle of the foreign election supremos. The Tories have the Australian Lyndon Crosby and Obama's other strategist, Jim Messina. And the Lib Dems have signed South African Ryan Curtsey. But a veteran of previous Lib Dem election campaigns told me it's no silver bullet.
There are a lot of differences between British and American politics. In particular, the role of TV advertising massively dominates US politics, consumes huge amounts of money. In Britain, political advertising on TV is just not allowed. So definitely a big name signing, but it's a big name signing from a different sport, so one shouldn't get too excited about its impact.
Well, there's no guarantee that David Axelrod's American experience will translate into an understanding of the British electorate. At a time when Labour's lead is slipping in the polls, signing up the man who was successful twice on the world's biggest political stage can hardly hurt Ed Miliband's chances. Romilly Weeks, ITV News, Westminster.